Defeated and dejected, the painted ones were forced to descend into the clearing. They were disarmed, searched, and ordered to be split into groups, each lot to be secured for safe conveyance to the five top dock. Samalus took charge of the operation efficiently.
Knocko, form your prisoners in one tier. Rope them together by the necks and post guards round the villains. Skipper, Tugger, do the same with your groups. I'll take this last bunch myself.
Tugger Bruster put in his objection immediately.
Who put you in command, eh? I ain't taking orders off no old mouse.
Bosey placed a heavy paw none too gently on the Gowsome Logalog's shoulder.
You'll do as you're bid, bunny lad. I've taken about all I'm going to take from you. Some of us has taken his orders from me, and I'm commanding this expedition. So, one more word against my authority, and I'll drop you in your tracks. Do you get my drift, bucko?
Tugger Bruster saw that the Highland Hare was not joking, so he swaggered off, bawling orders at his shrews.
Straighten the scum up! Make sure those ropes are properly knotted! Double, where are you off to? Get back here now!
However, the young shrew had also taken enough from his bullying father. He joined Biscay and Spingo.
I'll go with you two, if you don't mind.
He trooped up at them both, as Spingo tipped him a mischievous wink.
I know where the five-top dog is. Come on, mate, we'll get there ahead of the others and get first crack at the loot.
Grinning, Biscay shrugged as he remarked to Double.
This mate's got loot on the brain. We'd best go along, just to say she doesn't land herself in any trouble.
Spingo shot him a comical scowl.
Listen, Redwaller, you'll be in trouble if you don't stare your paws. Now shift yourself.
They set off at a lively trot, which soon had Biscay and Double panting to catch up. The Gonfler Maid skipped ahead of them, singing a mocking little ditty.
"'Tis my belief if you're a thief, you gotta get it quick. Don't hang about for others, being nimble, that's a trick. 'Tis no good of ye weeping when the loot's in other ports. As any gonfling will tell ye, it's better off than yours. So don't be sick, just whip it quick, and take the tip from me. With shifty paws, the treasure's yours.
As loot, you know it's free.
So don't be shy, be sly, and don't be slow, but go. Grab all that ye can carry, don't ever say you're sorry. Just steal the lot, don't worry, be furtive, sweet, and cute.
Grab, catch, swipe, snatch, all that lovely loot."
Puffing and blowing, Biscay put on an extra turn of speed, muttering to Double.
"I wonder what Abbot Glissom and Brother Tyrellus would say to that."
Double stumbled into a bush. He emerged, spitting out leaves and berries.
"If we did,"
the young Redwaller replied between gasps.
"You'll find out when we get to the Abbey, mate."
Spingo waved a paw ahead.
"There's the oak, see?"
Biscay had always reckoned himself to be a good runner, but this Gonfling Maiden was something else. Spingo broke into an all-out sprint, careering off through the shrubbery and round the trunks of tall ancient trees.